cliffcentral.com.
Yeah. Good morning. Today is the end of the month yet? Is it tomorrow? How many days in May? 31, right?
Yeah.
Gotta figure this out. Alrighty. So, how are we? It's cooler today than it was yesterday. I got out of bed and for the first time this whole year, I was chilly the moment I got out from under the covers. Like before, I'd be alright. You could make it to the shower. This morning, my feet were cold. I was miserable about the whole thing. I suddenly realized, oh shit, we got 3 months of this.
Oh,
right?
Man.
You like that.
I prefer winter.
I know. You're a winter baby, though. You were born in.
Well, I'm also an ice cold bitch, but
that's about
that's
right.
That's really why I like it.
Yes, yes. All right. So, this is going to be any show in the world where the interns have interns.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
Yeah.
Well, this morning, Amanda, is this your intern? I mean, what's the story here? How is it possible that you can have someone working for you when you've just started working for me?
I don't know how it works, but this morning, Sia just surprised me with Emma from St. Stithians.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Hi.
Oh. All right, so Sia, what the hell's going on here? Who's this other person in our studio?
A, don't make me sound like the head of a human trafficking syndicate.
Yeah, well, good luck getting out of this.
Like, yeah, I just give people for the day.
Just arrived with a schoolgirl.
What's going on here?
Emma's spending the day with us. As like
some kind of work experience thing you have to do?
Yes. This is such a Roger thing here. It's like, what is this? Oh, don't worry. I'll tell you about it later.
She's spending the day with us. She's going to learn and experience. So everyone be on your best behavior and smile.
Okay, no. We've got three voices, one microphone in that studio now.
It's becoming more crowded in there than you could possibly believe.
Correction, Ben, don't forget the rabbit.
Oh, there's a rabbit as well.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
How dare you, Ben.
Sorry, I didn't realize that rabbits had radio voices.
Bring the rabbit in here.
Is that the one with the red eyes? The demonic red eyes?
I especially said, Tim, please don't bring one with red eyes. So Lucas, as you might have guessed if you've listened to the show at all, Lucas breeds these rabbits and... He says he doesn't sell them for meat, but Mabali and I are not convinced.
Mm. No, I am convinced because he refuses to sell me any rabbits because he knows.
He knows you'll just eat them.
Yeah, no, I think he sells them to people who genuinely want...
They want pets.
They want pets.
Why do you want to buy a live rabbit for Lucas to eat? Have you not heard of a supermarket? Are you that savage that you want to just take a life of a young, small, fluffy thing?
Well, I'd make him kill it for me because I just don't have the balls.
Again, have you not heard of a supermarket?
I would like taunting Lucas. It's, you know, it's fun, Ben.
See this. Oh, by the way, did you go and buy them food yesterday?
Oh, these are black rabbits.
A very cute little rabbit.
Jeepers, buddy.
Got a rabbit here in the studio. This is insane.
That's so cute.
Okay, we'll have to put this up onto Twitter ASAP.
All right. So you go and buy a whole lot of feed for this. Let it hop around a little
bit. Wow, that's a big rabbit. Oh my gosh, that's huge.
It's a bunny rabbit.
That thing looks like it can take over countries. Look at the size of it.
Does that thing, I mean, is he pleasant?
Lucas, are all your rabbits that big?
Rabbits don't do any, they're not harmful things. They don't.
Yeah, I don't. Most aren't, but when they're that big, Gareth, look at the size of that thing.
They get bigger. You get bigger than that.
Because do you enter that into shows for biggest and best in show?
You don't know. I have very, very big ones. You can't even carry.
This one is medium size.
Yeah, this one is medium size.
Are you telling me that Rabbitzilla over here isn't even the biggest one you've got?
Rabbitzilla.
Sia, go stand in that rabbit's shadow. Let me take a photo.
That's very cute. Okay, so you're going to sell this one as a pet? How does it work? Yeah. Put on your microphone here. Hang on a second. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to sell this one as a pet. Black rabbit, beautiful.
Yeah. You got a lot of takers? Are you hoping to flog it today?
Yeah. I'm hoping to...
You think someone here will buy it?
Yeah, I think we'll just ask Ben to run an auction.
All right.
Yeah.
And they're little soft, the cute things. So rabbit's probably one of the few animals that you could get your child that you know is not going to harm it. Of course, they can kick a little bit. Yeah. That they can do.
Well, if you pick them up and you make them feel uncomfortable, then they'll kick a little bit. It's the only thing they can do. They don't have any. Imagine being a rabbit. You've got no defense mechanism whatsoever. You don't have, like humans have opposable thumbs, and we've got hands, and we could pick up stuff and hit people and things. You know, you've got your bigger predators that have got the teeth. Birds can fly away. A rabbit can do nothing. If it's feeling threatened, all it can do is kick with its back legs.
Yeah,
it's
that
not
one
even
did,
that hard.
One did look a bit frightened.
Yeah, well, they're very cute little things. All right, so how many are we on at the moment? How many of these animals do you have at home? I mean, what's your inventory like on the farm?
I don't want to pass 150, and I'm there at the moment.
You're at 150?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get a few sold now.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
They must eat you out of house and home.
Yeah, you know, I went to get 3 bags yesterday. 50 kgs of pellets.
Just for this one in the studio.
No. And and a couple of grass.
Uh-huh.
So that they can.
Oh, you put hay down for them to make a little nest.
Yeah, I put hay down because it's winter. They need to stay a bit warmer. So. Yeah.
That rabbit's about the same size as Meowsers.
Ben.
Yeah, Meowsers is small, Ben. So I have rabbits that can scare.
That's a normal sized rabbit.
This rabbit is probably like, what is going on?
Well, it's going to be. Should we give it a name this morning? Yeah. Let's name this rabbit. It's.
Is it a boy or a girl?
You never know. you never know.
Lucas should know this.
No, you never know. We had rabbits once. I thought it was a boy. I called it Webster. And then I went out one morning before school, and Webster had babies.
Oh, ooh, that must have screwed you up.
Imagine how shocked Webster was.
Well, Webster. I said, Webster's a mom. I was, all of 13, 14.
I think we should call this one Blossom.
How
Blossom.
About we get our listeners to name it?
Yeah, I want something creative here. I don't want it to. Let's not go with anything normal. We got to give this rabbit a funny name.
Okay, so if you go into the Gareth Cliff Show Instagram account right now, I'm putting the picture up.
And then you can go in and name it there.
Yeah, and it's also up on Twitter.
It's not the greatest photo. It looked a bit like startled when it came out of the box. It's now smiling.
Well, we actually don't know where it is now.
It's
just chilling.
It's on my buddy's shoulder.
All right.
It's climbing up a chair.
It's saying, hey, sweet lady, you're not going to eat me, are you?
Sweet lady.
Sweet lady, I'm going to eat you and make a little purse for myself.
So yeah, I think we should actually take a photo of it on the couch. The photo I've got is just on the carpet. Looks so
drab.
Distraught.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do all of that just now. So what's happening? What can you tell me? What have you all been doing? What have you been up to?
I did yoga for the second day running yesterday.
Yoga?
Hour and a half session, Sunday and yesterday.
Is it as hard to do the first couple of times as everybody says?
Yes.
Are you stiff?
Not so much stiff. It's just that it's an hour and a half. And
it's a long time.
It's a long time. And Sunday,
I get so bored.
Sunday I did it by myself, and then Daniela came back on Sunday, so yesterday we did the yoga together. And it's better doing when she's doing, because she's like a pro and I get to see her form, which at the same time is also quite distracting. Mm-hmm. But it's like, an hour and a half. You know what? Like, just to get your mind on something for hour and a half. Forget about the physical stresses.
I could never, ever
do
that.
It's a big commitment of a day.
That's why I found something I really like now is this body tech thing, because you go and do that.
Oh, you do more of that?
Well, yeah. This will be my third session this week. I've been to two already.
And is it hurting less?
Yeah. I mean, it hurts more when you're doing it.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's like sending electric shocks through your body. But I felt much, much better afterwards. So not so stiff.
Now, what sort of yoga are you doing? Because I know there's like Bikram.
No, what kind is that?
Well, look, there's this fitness kind of thing you can do called P90X. And it's an all-over-body workout, 90 days, whatever, whatever. It's amazing. And yoga is actually one of the elements, because even though this whole thing is built around building muscle and losing weight and stuff, yoga is such an amazing exercise. And if you're good at the yoga, then you can be good at everything. So, like, I know where I'm not flexible, and I know where I am flexible, and it makes a lot of sense towards why I have certain pains and aches and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because you've been trying to sort out. You thought that you were aging much faster than everyone else. You felt like your back was giving in, and you were...
Yeah, I've been through...
pretty much a disaster zone.
I've been going through a bad patch. And already I feel better, like, so much better. And, I'll keep doing it. Hour and a half, though.
Jeepers.
Are you like downward dogging now?
Downward dogging like a boss, yeah.
Oh.
I could like downward dog boss. With the best of them.
So what is it with yoga? Because I've never done this. Is it just that you have to keep stretching for long periods of time?
It is, Gareth, but you're actually using quite a lot of strength. And you have to do this for a decent amount of time to really understand that, like, when you get in these poses, it's all about form and you got to breathe. So if you're in a state of distress or you're not coping well, you're not going to breathe well. So you need to get a position where you know you're breathing well. For that to happen, you need to be very solid physically.
Right.
Like, yoga's different things to different people, I guess. But what I believe now is that it's going to help make me a lot stronger because I'm holding these positions. Whereas in the past, you just do weights and you can get away with just doing weights. It's not isolating movement.
Mm.
But when you've got to sit into a crane position, jeez, that's my big goal. If I can do the crane in life, I'll be so happy.
How does that look?
Awkward.
The crane.
I'm not strong enough to show you in studio what the crane is.
Okay, well,
but basically, it's about standing like a mini handstand where, you know what, I'll do it and it'll be an amazing, amazing moment in my life.
Slow, steady improvement. That's the whole thing. Everybody wants to get better.
Right now, I'm kind of almost falling on my head, which is awkward.
Yeah, people want to get better. That's all. Don't worry, Ben. You will.
Thanks, Gareth.
We'll get there.
Man. I'm saying I forgot to mention that the little rabbit helped me yesterday.
How?
So I left my license yesterday when I went to buy food because I was in a hurry. And on my way back, a traffic cop stopped me. I don't have my license with me. So he said, I'm going to give you a 1,000 rand ticket. I'm like, oh man, my rabbit is dying. I need to urgently get home. He said, let me see. So I show him a rabbit. He's like, very cute rabbit. It's fine. Just go. Don't do it again. I'm like,
You got out of a traffic crime.
You see,
Lucas, it's perfectly fine. People use their children as excuses to get out of things. Yeah. Go ahead and use the rabbit.
Sure.
And pets like rabbits have that cute factor. Well, just like little cute puppies.
Yeah, they got their little nose that twitches and they got those big eyes. And
Lucas, I've got a slight OCD question, but you know, like, cats wash each other and they wash themselves. Do rabbits do the same? Because they don't seem to be too dexterous with the...
No, they do wash themselves.
Okay.
Washing just the same
They lick their paws and they they wipe their faces and stuff. Yeah. Okay. But they're not dirty animals.
Yeah.
Rabbits are actually quite clean.
Well, this one's got a lovely shiny coat.
Yeah. It's beautiful. We just got to come up with a name for it. So if you have any ideas, you know what to do.
And also find it.
Mm. Yes. Hey, listen. Brendan DeCue has got John Edwards on today. You know the guy who speaks to dead people?
I think that's in a week.
Crossing over with Brendan DeCue.
I think it's today. I think it's today. I had a feeling it's today.
I'm pretty sure.
I spoke to him yesterday about it.
Today. Yeah. Sorry.
No. That's all right.
Just wanted to confirm.
He was one of only two people in South Africa who got an interview with John Edwards. And he's going to be crossing over to the other side. He's going to be talking to him about communicating with dead people. So we'll see if that's any good. And I'm sure it would be because Brent doesn't do horrible interviews. So he'll be speaking to John Edwards later on. You don't want to miss that. That's at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes, the good stuff.
Is he going to be in studio?
No, he's already recorded.
He's already recorded.
You see, I am so excited because I'm a huge believer. Like, I want you to tell me...
You think
me-
you can speak to the dead?
No, I can't, but I want, like, someone dead to be able to speak to me.
What would you ask them?
You see, I would hope someone like Michael Jackson were to come through for me.
But it would never be the famous people. It would always be like some
family. Yeah,
yeah, some shitty boring person who died in a ditch. And they're gonna, I'm your great aunt. And you go, how nice of you to talk to me. Well, I died in a ditch. Well, is that all? Is that the only story you got for me? Yes, my terrible life, and then I died in a ditch, and you must avenge me. See, it's never. And if it is someone who's talking to famous people, they're usually a charlatan. Remember, we spoke to that couple once. We used to speak to them all the time. Mubs, you remember that couple in North Carolina or whatever, North Dakota.
The ones who had spoken to Anna Nicole Smith. After
spoke to Anna Nicole Smith. They'd spoken to Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd spoken to all kinds of dead people that were famous. And I mean, they were certifiably insane. Certifiably insane. There is, when you're dead, you can't talk to living people. You're finished. You don't have it. How are you going to talk? You're dead. And if you're alive, you can't talk to people who are dead. It's in your imagination. You're insane, and John Edwards insane. That's why I didn't do the interview.
Oh no!
Well, I said to him, you're insane. Get out of my studio.
There is a new kid on the block, Hollywood medium.
Tyler Henry.
There he is. Yeah? He's kind of the new kid on the block for Hollywood stars. He goes into their homes and then he apparently connects them with those who've crossed over.
Oh, really?
But like 8 times out of 10, people end up crying on that show. Like,
oh, yeah.
They just break down in tears and they're like, ah, there's no way that Tyler could have known that about me, Ma.
He just connected like Bobby Brown to Whitney Houston.
Oh, really?
And Christina. Ooh. Yeah.
He does all the celebs in Hollywood.
Oh, what a thief. Is he taking
no,
that money?
No, he's not a thief. He's found a way to make a living. Good for him.
He's a thief. I mean, if you steal from people, that's also making a living, but it's not exactly.
Good for you, Tyler. If these people are that gullible, good for you.
A lot of people are saying that he's fake because, like, with celebrities,
you can Google that stuff. Yeah, but they still let him into their home, so good for Tyler.
I'm still a believer.
Hello, this is Michael Jackson.
Oh, hey, Michael.
Hi, everybody. I just want to say totally possible to speak to the dead.
Oh, it is?
I have been dead for some time now, yeah. And I just want to say I have never felt better.
Oh, why is that, Michael?
I don't need all of those drugs anymore.
Yeah.
To put me to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm just always so sleepy.
Oh. Well, you know, Michael, it's refreshing to hear from you because usually we hear from Joe and he just shouts at us.
Who's that?
Joe Jackson.
Who?
Oh, you know what? Never mind, Michael.
Who are you talking about?
Sorry. It's just some guy that came into my mind. I confused him because he has the same last name as you. I thought the two of you might be related.
I know what you're talking about. My biological father, Joseph Jackson.
Yes, that's correct.
I have managed to purge all of my bad memories here in heaven.
Mm.
I don't remember any of the bad things, only the good things.
Well,
so I don't remember any of the abuse. I don't remember any of the carrying the bricks from one side of the yard to the other side of the yard.
Right.
Oh, I don't remember him making me sing and sing and sing and sing till my throat was sore and wanted to fall out. I don't remember any of that. You're making me very emotional.
Oh, man.
Michael,
so emotional.
You know, we're talking about these mediums that connect living to the dead. What would you say to your kids, Paris and Prince, what's his name? They're quite young stars
these
days.
Those are not my children.
What?
Well,
they're white children.
Do they know that they're not your children, Michael?
Have you seen them? You don't have... What are you, stupid? Can't you see they're white children?
Oh,
I used to be a black man. What are you? Are you retarded?
Michael, the whole world has us saying that these kids are your children.
Well, I adopted them. And I bought the sperm and I bought that woman, that Debbie Rowe. I said she must incubate them, but they're not my children. No, don't be stupid.
What about Blanket, Michael? Because see,
I just think I cover him up the whole time. At least he was the one that people thought maybe he black. Until they saw him.
Sia said he might look like...
Can't you tell I'm self-loathing? I tried to get whiter and whiter and whiter every year. I don't even have any skin anymore by then.
Oh, so it wasn't that whole skin disease thing that you tried to make happen? You remember when you
There was no... Okay, I can be honest now because I'm in heaven.
Yes.
Okay.
There was no skin disease.
Okay.
I wanted to look like Diana Ross, but whiter.
Okay. Well, you know what, Michael? We have people like that in this country as well who bleach their skin.
Yeah, they buy those products.
Yeah,
yeah. Very dangerous. You shouldn't do that.
Mm.
Because you can't afford the procedures I had when my skin started to deteriorate. And then they set fire to my hair in that Pepsi commercial.
That was an accident, Michael.
They did it on purpose because they're racist.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Michael, we have to go. But it was nice catching up.
Don't you want to know about heaven?
Yeah. Sure, tell us.
What do you want to know? Ask specific questions. They only allow me to answer specific questions. I can't just tell you everything.
Okay. Do you get to still be in bedazzled outfits, or what are you, what are you wearing there?
We don't wear clothing.
I'm sorry.
We walk around nude.
Oh,
there's got to be some reason to come to heaven. It's true, it's hell ain't singing to God the whole time.
So you're walking around...
The last thing I want to do after a life of singing is sing some more.
Okay. I do have one question, Michael.
Joseph Jackson on the throne up here. Sing, sing, sing. Goddamn sing. Dance, Michael. Dance. Dance with your brothers. Why don't you dance some more? I don't remember all of that. They tried to purge it from me, but every now and then I get a flashback. It makes me sad.
There were a lot of reports about how you and Prince never got along when you were both still alive. Is he that side with you? Do you get to see Prince in heaven? Are you guys much better now?
What do you mean? What do you mean
this side? Well, he died, Michael. Prince died.
Prince went to hell.
Oh. Wow, that's...
They asked me for reference, and I said, no, send him to hell.
Oh, so he didn't make it to heaven?
I was here first, and I'm not going to let him come muscling into my territory.
And what about George Michael? Do you bump into George Michael every night?
I like him.
Oh, he's right.
He's a nice, he's very gentlemanly, and he's friendly, and he's got nice songs.
Okay.
And sometimes we sit together at lunch break, and we have sandwiches.
Lunch break? When, and as opposed
what
to doing
what? What are you breaking?
Sing, because God, he loves some singing and dancing.
What's God's favorite song?
Don't stop to get enough.
Oh,
you like that?
Oh, God is a G.
Yeah. Anyway, now I have to go because they're coming. We get our pills this time in the morning.
Oh, sure, Michael.
And we get a handful of pills, and we don't even know what happens after that. It's great.
Well, next time call us.
Propofol's one of them.
Next time call us after the pills.
Propofol. Okay.
Okay, Michael.
I love you. I love the children.
Oh.
I love you. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, Michael.
Wow.
Just out of nowhere. Hey?
So don't let John Edward put you off. There are ways to speak to the dead. You just heard it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Michael just comes to you.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh, I saw a clip of the Kardashians talking to this Tyler Henry guy of yours.
Yes.
This, I know it's going to be horrible, but I kind of want to hear about it. I heard a Joe Rogan clip the other day where he was saying he was doing stand-up, and then he was talking about how Bruce Jenner is, this whole Caitlyn thing is actually just about living with crazy bitches.
Okay.
That eventually it's going to happen to you. I mean, that's why we've got this whole Caitlyn scenario, because he was living with these crazy women. And that's what turned him crazy. That's what Joe Rogan said.
Okay.
So there's maybe some merit in that. I don't know. Take a listen to this quickly. Here are the Kardashians.
Thank you.
I have been really eager to meet with Tyler, who is a medium. He's still young. He's 19, I think.
These are my sisters.
Oh, my gosh. Great to meet you.
Me too.
Great to meet
nice
you.
To meet
I actually
you.
Know your cousin, Kara.
Hi.
He works with my cousin all the time. So I feel like there's a family connection, and almost it's like cosmic that I'm supposed to be meeting with him.
The general idea of how I do what I do is that I actually work as a clairvoyant. So.
Or it could be because the executive producer set him up as a guest in your show. I mean, let's try and be realistic for a second before we start with the woo-woo medium shit.
I see information. Mm-hmm. As opposed to audibly hearing it, I get visuals.
Did you always know that you had, like, a gift?
When I was 10 years old, my grandmother was ill with terminal cancer, and as she
And I took the advantage of that situation to decide that that was how I was going to make money, is allow people who are dying to think that there's a way for them to communicate with the living.
At age 10, hey?
I'm not a charlatan, by the way. I'm just an entrepreneur.
Is getting really ill. I woke up one night and knew she was going to pass. And we got the call 2 minutes later that my grandmother had passed.
Oh my God, wow.
And so that's kind of was a pretty dramatic moment. But I believe we all have an intuition, mm-hmm. but to varying extents.
Why didn't you become an oncologist?
She always tells me she's psychic.
Well, I don't think I like could read her palm, but I have a very great intuition.
Sure.
And I feel energies and spirits really well. And I'm not saying, like, oh my God, there's a ghost in the corner.
Right, right, right.
But I know when I feel something and I... like pay that respect.
I think our intuition is almost like a compass that we have inside of us, and if we go with it, it can really drastically improve our life. So.
And if I haven't, like, how you see...
Why is Khloe Kardashian's head so much bigger than the other two sisters?
Oh, what?
Like, her head is gigantic. I mean, when Chris gave birth to her, it must really have hurt compared to the other two.
Yeah, well,
I have nothing to say to that.
You know, in a world of comparisons, yes, Chloe always gets the harshest criticism.
I'm just saying.
See things or whatever, that hasn't happened to me yet. Like,
Would that never happen to me?
It's one of those things that you don't have to embrace, but if you chose to embrace it and chose to kind of connect and not be afraid of it, that's the biggest thing. Fear is the quickest way to shut something down. You definitely do have...
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
You stole that line from Master Yoda, son of a bitch.
I'm still here for this party, I have to admit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have that really keen intuition.
Does she?
Oh, they're pointing at that other one, Courtney.
Probably the strongest for you two.
I feel that about you.
Yeah.
I don't feel it about you.
Also interesting to note, this house has something in it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's kind of an odd feeling. Right when I walked in, it was like there was a feeling like there was...
Yeah, huge amounts of white trash. That's what it's got in it.
Something here.
Yeah.
This is one of those weird things that's kind of coming through. I'm referencing my smelling dye. I don't know what this would be.
It's all the ass hair of the Kardashians.
You know ties like people wear?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling it out, but I'm holding it to my face.
Bruce Jenner left his cock in a jar.
What if it's dad? My dad had hundreds of ties, and I always smell his stuff.
Yeah, like I have like a jacket and his shirts, and I haven't ever washed them, and I just always like smell them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's obviously proof that he knows how to speak to the dead. I'm afraid that's all we got time for this morning, boys and girls. Let's get into the news, shall we?
Yes, let's.
It's not for everybody. All right, the news is brought to you, as always, by Colcacchio Pizzeria. They've got a vegan option on the menu. Colcacchio have launched a couple of new vegan dishes, actually, in the new winter menu, including a vegan dessert. So you want to try that. And they got comfort food with less carbs. So there's a Banting range, which offers great alternatives for those looking for a low-carb, high-fat option. And they're excited to announce the opening of a new store at the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town the next month in June. So there's lots to get excited about there. Let's get straight into the news. Here's Mubs. Yes, over to you, my buddy.
Okay, well, the Bloemfontein, what was it, Supreme Court, was where it was at yesterday when it was discovered that Janusz Waluś has been stripped of his South African citizenship. This was revealed by his advocate, Roelof du Plessis. He revealed this to the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein, where a full bench of judges are still deciding if Waluś should be freed on parole. He's already spent 23 years behind bars, but the Justice and Correctional Services Minister, Michael Masuta, is appealing against the release on parole of Waluś. He, of course, along with Clive Darby Lewis, killed the then leader of the South African Communist Party, Chris Hani, at his Boksburg home on April the 10th back in 1993. So the representatives of the Department of Home Affairs also confirmed that, yes, indeed, they have stripped him of his citizenship. You see, this goes back to what I was asking yesterday. Under what circumstances can we strip others, South Africans, of their citizenship?
Who are you talking about?
And then just have them go.
I got such an interesting theory about the whole Gupta conversation yesterday, because I was talking to somebody here at the office who will remain nameless, but who had a really interesting theory about who leaked those documents. I'll tell you about that later.
Now, du Plessis has asked the judges to consider the fact that Waluś, that his South African citizenship has been revoked when making a ruling. Hani's wife, Dimpo, was also there, but as always, she refused to speak to the journalists. So that whole debacle is still ongoing.
Yeah, look, I mean, we got a lot of thought about people's feelings here, and it's been a long time since Chris Hani was killed. I want to know, I actually would love to hear what either Dimpo or Janusz Waluś have to say. I mean, the only, right now, we're in the same position we were 22 years ago. We haven't heard anything from either of them, you know, except that she's upset clearly still, and this is her thing, and, you know, who could blame her? She feels that way. She doesn't exactly want to forgive and forget. And this guy hasn't said a word. I mean, have you ever heard a word from Janusz Waluś?
No,
This is a guy who almost drove our country into civil war, and we haven't spoken to him? It's insane. It's like, if you could get Lee Harvey Oswald, wouldn't you want to ask him questions?
Well, has anybody been trying? Because what if he's
Well, you can't when he's in jail.
Oh, you're not allowed to.
I don't think so.
But wasn't... No, man, people have been interviewed behind bars before.
Plus, look, I don't know what the rules are. I don't know whether he doesn't want to talk or...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, is has anybody tried to speak to him because maybe he just refuses to talk?
Yeah.
Anyway, no, yeah. No. I mean, he's also just, you know, a classic case of people being made an example of, and, well, you
Why
know.
Don't we kill him and get John Edwards to talk to his spirit?
Oh, and then we can get the story, right. I like you, a man of solutions.
Right.
All right, and then yesterday, speaking at the 6th Central Committee of the Congress of South African Trade Unions, oh, what a mouthful, which took place in Pretoria, Blade Nzimande. Yes, Blade.
What did Blade say? That's
that would be the General Secretary, the South African Communist Party General Secretary. Well, Gareth, he has lashed out at the controversial Gupta family.
Oh.
Saying...
Now, suddenly?
He said the most immediate threats facing our liberation are the parasitic networks that have a say in the state and our economy, at the center of which is the Gupta family.
Oh, by the way, spoiler alert for those who believe in white monopoly capital, Blade also said... No such thing.
Yes, well, you see, Gareth, as is the case when you are playing a game of chess, you have to keep changing your strategy to fit the desired outcome. So, yes, Blade has made a shift in what he is saying. He also added, I don't know what luck does this family have that made them leave their own country of origin and try to take a country that belongs to other people, and even worse, try to take their wealth and economy. Blade is upset. Other people who are upset are ANC stalwarts, who have basically condemned the ANC for failing to recall President Zuma at that NEC meeting which took place over the weekend.
Ow.
A lot of upset people, but still no solutions in sight.
I also heard the president yesterday telling people not to sell their land.
To who?
Everyone. He said, if you have land, you mustn't sell it.
Sell it to who?
Well, I think he was talking to a bunch of traditional leaders, and he said something about, you know, we have given some land back to people, but then what happens is they sell it, and they sell it too cheap, and then they have nothing left. I mean, that's easy, Mr. President, when you've got lots of money coming in from the Guptas. But if you need money now to live, you're going to sell whatever you got.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to understand. Look. The worst person to take financial advice from is the president. We know he's in a hole. He's got 26 people to support. He has to take money from wherever it's coming. And he's got that house that we paid for. And there's that bank that bailed him out that he doesn't have to pay back. I mean, it's different if you're president, but don't give us any financial advice if you don't mind. I don't think we need you. All right, is that the news?
Yes, for now.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, after 7, we will get into... You remember that Jeff Khadebe news for Jeff debacle?
Yes.
Well, there has been a rather interesting development in that story, so we'll get into that after 7 o'clock.
I'm going to predict that she is not all we thought she was and that Jeff might not be as bad as we thought he was.
Well, Gareth, you'll have to wait until after 7.
How could this be possible? That he was set up like this by someone else in the ANC who's jealous that he might actually be a good candidate for something. Might have some honesty. So get a skeberish to put out stories about him.
That's right. That is quite an interesting accusation.
Let's
you're
see
making.
If I'm right.
He was set up?
Let's see if I'm right, okay? We'll decide just now. I've jumped to conclusions, so you don't have to. That's what I do. Let's get to Ben. Da, da. Here is Ben Sports.
Wow, exciting Tuesday.
Yes, you hate Tuesdays. There's never any news on a Tuesday.
No, there's some good stories I can spend some more time on. Yeah. So the Proteas, I was so angry yesterday, and I apologize. It was mostly unprofessional the way
It was fantastic. Yeah, it made me laugh.
Anyway, they played against England yesterday. Their AB de Villiers won the toss again. That's 3-3. And they put England into bat again at Lord's, the home of cricket.
Yes.
And they absolutely blitzed these Poms. Six love. They were 20 for 6 at one stage, Gareth. Huh. I mean, all the people who were there hoping for a nice day out in the sun. Well, firstly, there was no sun, but, you know, English people quickly get over that. You know, if you had gone to the beer queue, you would have missed about 4 wickets in the first hour, maybe 6 if the line was long.
Huh.
And from there, well, England got 150-something, really piss-poor total, and the Proteas knocked it off with just 3 wickets down. In the process, Hashim Amla became the fastest man to 7,000 ODI runs in history, which is kind of cool, seeing as he was already the fastest man to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, and 7,000 runs. He's incredible. It took him 11 matches less than Virat Kohli to get 7,000 runs.
Wow.
So when everyone says that Virat Kohli is basically God,
yes,
well, Hash can sit in his ass for 11 games and Virat will be on the same level. It shows how incredible this guy is. And he's very unassuming. That's why people just, you know, forget about how incredible his talent really is and what he's achieved in the game. So this does mean that, well, again, people will say, yeah, but when the pressure's off, the Proteas always win, which is a fair comment, I guess. But this game wasn't really a dead rubber. Mm-hmm. We are going into the Champions Trophy. 3rd of June, it's his first game against Sri Lanka. So every match right now is a big deal.
Yes.
England did make a few changes to their team. They had some injury concerns and just sort of resting a couple of players. So all their best bowlers were out. But it made no difference whatsoever because the damage was done by SA's best bowlers. Kagiso Rabada, 4 wickets. Wayne Parnell with 3 wickets. And then Maharaj also with 3 wickets. So all looking good. Morne Malkiel was given a run and he wasn't too bad. And even JP Duminy scored some runs.
Ha!
Again, out of pressure. Right. Tell you who is under pressure though, is Tiger Woods. So,
oh my God. Did you guys see the picture I posted on our little WhatsApp group yesterday? There's a mugshot of Tiger Woods. Jesus. He looks like a Cuban drug dealer.
He does. Shame.
What's happened to this guy?
That is one of the worst poser faces I've seen in quite some time.
This guy used
to be... And I've owned a few of them.
He used to be the greatest athlete in the world. He was the richest man in sport.
Yeah.
He was married to the hottest woman on earth. Now she's got half his money, a much younger boyfriend, a great life, and he's posing all over Tampa, Florida, and getting caught DUI.
So, Monday morning, Tiger Woods, resident of Jupiter Island, Florida, he was arrested at 3 a.m. Monday morning, okay?
Oh, my God.
What does that mean to you? If you're arrested at 3 a.m. for
hookers.
DUI.
Hookers and
yeah,
coke.
Yeah, I mean, when he was arrested, was his car moving or was it stationary?
See, this is a fair point. It's a fair point, Abali. Good question. No answer as of yet.
Yeah.
So this can mean one of two things, sports fans. Firstly, Tiger's falling off the rails. Or Tiger's back. Because Tiger was so good when he was banging sluts. He was sinking
yeah,
putts.
Yeah, that's true.
So if he wants to be throwing it out there, this could be the biggest story in golf. Or it could just be another chapter in his massive decline towards basically working at a driving range in 10 years' time.
I think this could be a very positive sign. I think that this is the Tiger of old.
Oh, no.
You've got to work hard. You've got to play hard. But the problem with Tiger is he was playing very soft, and so he started working soft.
He wasn't
plays
charging
dangerously,
anything.
Not even
Well, guys,
hard.
I've got to rein these great theories back in because Tiger, after being released out of prison at 10:45 yesterday morning, has now released a statement.
Oh, no. Is it full of apologies?
And this is where you realize that Tiger is actually gone. He's finished. Oh, he's done. I understand the severity of what I did, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I want the public to know that alcohol was not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications had affected me so strongly. I would like to apologize with all my heart to my family, friends, and the fan.
But that does... Hang on. No. That still doesn't explain why you're out on the road.
Exactly.
Come on, Tiger. We're not all that dumb.
And if this is a reaction to some medication, you have probably a mini army as staff working for you at your house.
Exactly.
Why couldn't someone go out
for
you?
Someone could have got your medicine.
Oh, please, Tiger.
Or just catch an Uber. Anyway, so I'll get to that in a sec. So what he goes on to say, I'd like to apologize with all my heart to my fans, blah, blah, blah. I expect more from myself, too. I will do everything in my power to ensure this never happens again.
Bullshit!
I fully cooperate with law enforcement, and I would like to personally thank the representatives of the Jupiter Police Department and Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office for their professionalism.
Bullshit!
And that's where, you know, all I want to do is like this guy.
Damn it!
All I want to do is like this guy, and he just gives me no reason to.
Okay, wait a minute.
All I'm saying is he's...
Exactly. What are you upset about?
this piss poor PR response to the fact that he was clearly just losing control or having just a bad night. Everyone has bad nights, Mubs. Even if you're Tiger Woods, especially if you're Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And now it's this, oh, I expected better for myself. I'd like to thank the police for being so professional. Mm,
but I mean, that's...
Blow it out your ass, Tiger.
That's the standard bullet point to follow from the PR perspective. This is, I mean, this is how they do it for
that's
their clients.
That's a good one.
I do take issue, though, with stars feeling like they owe fans an apology.
No.
Fans must get fucked. We are not owed a damn thing by these people.
It's not even that, though. It's probably, as you were saying, the PR team, because now the sponsorships and the this children's hospital and the revenue that comes from that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with my buddy. Like, how dare you? You know what? If someone's going to slide backwards... They're sliding backwards all on their own. If they take you as a fan with them, you're an idiot for going with them.
Yeah. Come on, I mean,
get over yourself.
I want to know the full story here. I know Tiger has real troubles sleeping. He's been a massive insomniac for quite some time now. You know, is he hitting the opiates? Who knows? I want to get the real story. Because when we get fed this crap here, that mugshot tells a lot. There's a lot going on in that mugshot.
Stuck.
He must just hang out with his friend Lance Armstrong. They must lie together.
This mugshot, I mean, like, there was this really great meme going around that, you know, like that whole, you know, come over, my parents are out kind of thing. And it's like, come over. Tiger's like, no, I'm way too hammered. And then the other response is, I'm a Denny's waitress. And then the next thing is the picture of him.
I don't have a problem with this. You know what? It's almost like inevitable. It's almost like nudes. Ultimately, everyone's going to end up with an ugly mugshot. And do you remember there were these, who was it that ended up with, some famous star was the worst mugshot picture you've ever seen. Who was it?
Britney?
Could have been. I don't know, but
Britney had a shaved head and an angry look on her face.
Isn't there always a mugshot? Yeah. Someone's driving under the influence. I mean, this is why I don't drive drunk anymore. I just don't, I don't even imagine it's a possibility. Uber, baby. What's wrong, Tiger? Couldn't you get an Uber? You're Tiger Woods. It's not like you don't have any money in the bank. This rabbit in the studio knows better than that.
If Tiger had just used what he earned in 2016, he could have got 3,631,285 Uber rides from his house to the restaurant in question.
Shame. Shame.
But now, speaking of mugshots, Gareth, ESPN has been accused of photoshopping Tiger's mugshot to make him look less dodgy.
To make him look less dodgy.
Because he's got like, we all see Tiger in a nightcap, right? He's got a bit of like a frizz hair going on here. He's not looking good.
He looks rough.
In the ESPN mugshot though, he's a bit more clean cut.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, people are photoshopping mugshots.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Onto football.
If I was Tiger Woods, I would request lighting. Yes.
Sia, if you're the only person I know, Sia, who would actually get a beautiful mugshot.
Yeah,
Sia would say, nope, take it again.
I would want a different angle, some lighting,
I'm
going to
turn this way.
Ask a warden for some lip balm.
Where's that app with the photoshopping on it, please?
We need a little filter, something. Yes, Ben.
So when you get into football, so yesterday was football's most lucrative match. It was the richest match, as they say, in football. Any guesses who was involved?
Richest match in history?
Yeah. Well, it's football's richest game, as it's commonly known.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea. Is that a soccer player or a team?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is why I probably don't ask too many questions.
And football or soccer? Like American football or soccer?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Tom Brady, Giselle's husband.
Is it not La Liga?
No, it is the promotion relegation match to the Premier League in England. Time round, it was Reading versus Huddersfield.
Okay, well, how could that be the biggest ticket item?
Because it's a £200 million match, guys.
Huddersfield.
If you go to the Premier League, right, you go from pork scratchings to, like, caviar. £200 million. You think of the TV rights involved, the sponsorship deals involved. So Huddersfield and Reading, okay, they squared off in, like, a packed Wembley. I mean, we're talking, like, capacity Wembley here watching these guys go. And they were all just so shit nervous. There was a 0-0 horrible match. They were fluffing chances at goal left, right, and centre. It was dreadful.
Yes.
Went into extra time. Dreadful. Had to go to penalties.
Oh.
And Huddersfield, or Uddersfield, if you like, they won 4-3.
Yeah.
Huddersfield are going to the Premier League.
Wow.
Jesus. I mean, their fans must still be so shit-faced. They would make Tiger Woods look like he's having a good day.
And this in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
And it's the start of summer. I mean, if you're a Huddersfield supporter right now, this is the best your life's ever going to be.
This all is right. it. This is the moment.
Well, good for them.
Get it tattooed in your arm with all the other crap you got on there, and this is the moment. 30th of May, your finest hour. So Huddersfield into the Premier League. Speaking of promotion relegation, this week, as of tomorrow, we'll see Baroka take on Stellenbosch FC, along with... crap, I've lost that other team now. Black Leopards.
Oh.
So those three teams are going on to try to get in the Premier League here in South Africa. And these matches are huge. Huge, huge, huge. Again, so much money at stake. But speaking of money, Thunder Royal Zulu have come straight into the Premier League because they won the National First Division, right?
Yeah, I heard Gavin Hunt talking about this on some TV interview. He said, you got to look out for these teams because it always used to be just three or two teams that were always at the top and nobody else could break into well, that.
He's a prime example of that, taking Wits to the top.
Correct.
But Thunder Royal Zulu has... Thunder Royal Zulu have apparently already been offered to sell their club. Because you know what happened with Cape Town City, right? Sorry, Cape Town City.
Cape Town City.
They basically bought Mpumalanga Black Aces
right.
to get back in the Premier League or to right. create a team in the Premier League. So now there's an offer already for Thunder Royal Zulu to just go, cool, I'll take the money. And then it could be Gareth Cliff United. It could just be in the Premier League tomorrow. Right.
You could do that.
Which makes a mockery of the league. So people are saying, oh, but what about the Thunder Royal Zulu fans have, you know, covered the country supporting this team, and now the team doesn't exist in the Premier League anymore. And to which the owner will probably go,
yeah, this is why you employ lawyers.
He doesn't care.
Lawyers, because they'll help you find ways around this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Margaret Court, you know who she is?
She's that ancient tennis player.
She's a bigoted racist bitch.
Oh.
But she's an ancient tennis player
Great
as well.
Great girl, yeah, yes. Right. Well, she's very much
so
against...
Why is she a bigoted racist
she's
as well?
She's so against same-sex marriage
oh.
that she's now... She's got a bone to pick with Qantas. Now, the national airline of Australia are actually really behind same-sex marriage, and they support it.
Mm.
Margaret, though, is having none of it.
Listen, who is still against same-sex marriage...
Australia.
...in 2017?
Margaret Court.
Australia had that whole... referendum situation last year where they basically came back and they said, no, it's still illegal
what?
In our country.
Really?
Yeah, it's illegal in Australia
That's
too.
That's mad.
You are so
okay, well, anyway, so Qantas, the very progressive airline, they are an active promoter of same-sex marriage.
Right.
Margaret, though, a Christian pastor, she is having none of this. I'm disappointed that Qantas has become an active promoter of same-sex marriage. As
what size
words.
Penis do you have?
Oh. Well, Raquel Hoogenkamp, who is a lesbian, she has a girlfriend, and she says, oh, this is just revolting. I don't think you should be that outspoken, speaking of Margaret. I have a girlfriend myself. I don't agree with what she's saying. Take that.
I'm massaging my breasts.
But then it's been revealed, too, that Margaret, so now this Raquel Hoogenkamp says that it should no longer be called the Margaret Court Arena in the Aussie Open. Mm-hmm. Screw that bitch is what she says. But then if you find, go through the archives, Margaret didn't have too much of a problem with apartheid.
Well, oh, really? She didn't have a problem with that either? Arthur, she's just great, this woman.
Arthur Ashe was obviously denied entry to come play tennis here.
He's a black man, yeah.
Because he was back in the 70s and he was black. So everyone was going, oh, this is horrible. South Africa, how dare you? Blah, blah, blah. Boycott, boycott. Meanwhile, Margaret's going, look, I don't think it's that bad. I think South Africa's got the system just right. America's failed to get it as good as they've got it. Basically talking about the fact that they've segregated the people.
She sounds great.
So Margaret, the tennis player, now turned Christian pastor... She it's like a bag of dicks, really.
She's making all those Christians look so good at the moment with her bigotry.
Today's a big day for Arsene Wenger. He will have the big board meeting with that cartoon character Kroenke and the rest of them. And it will be his future. It's basically the big agenda. So this is like Arsenal's NEC, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And many want Arsene out, many want him to stay. It's very much like politics here. But Tony Adams, who, other than hitting the bar a lot of the times in his career off the field, also was a great player on the field, he says that Arsene Wenger is simply addicted to Arsenal. He doesn't know what else to do with his life. And it's a good explanation, really. I'm totally agreeing with Tony. He says the guy's been here for 20 years. He claims he can go to any club in the world, but any other club in the world would have fired him after one season for not producing the goods.
They both got Ars at the beginning of their name, so you can understand.
Exactly. Because you can imagine, I mean, Arsene, if he doesn't manage Arsenal, what would he do? What would he do? What would Arsene do? Should be a trending hashtag right now.
And on that bombshell, we have to get to Anthea.
Yes, I agree.
Right, so let's go straight to Anthea Gardner with the money shot. I'm sorry to keep you, Anthea. I have to have a big music intro first. Why? Because even when we're not talking to her, she's still working hard for your money. We'll All right, you get the idea. Anthea, hi.
Good morning, Gareth. So it was a very slow day yesterday because the US, UK, and China were all closed.
Oh.
Yeah, Europe was open, but they closed slightly negative. Mario Draghi has been saying that Europe needs substantial stimulus in order to restore stable inflation. So I think the market's a little bit nervous about what exactly that will entail and how it all flows out. Our market spent most of the day in the red, but we had a nice little kicker at the end of the day. So we managed a flat close. Volumes were miserable. $563 million traded, which is nothing compared to our usual $1.6 billion. Diversified miners did okay. Anglo, Glencore were both up 2%. But retailers and banks just really drifted lower. And it's all about the rand at the moment. Somehow, the rand managed to trade below 13 to the US dollar for most of the day yesterday. But it has now weakened to 13.02. It's 14.49 to the euro, 16.70 to the pound. And all the traders I spoke to yesterday all seemed like they were just trying to get their head around what had happened at the NEC meeting over the weekend and how it was going to impact the rand. I feel like traders are actually, the currency traders are a little bit worn down by politics. They're trying not to overreact on the one hand, but at the same time, they can't not react if they think the foreigners are going to come in and trade, push the rand either way. So I suspect we'll see a bit more weakening of the rand this morning after kind of America and the UK opens up again today.
Okay.
And then a couple of companies put out their full results yesterday following on from trading updates a couple of weeks ago. Famous Brands was one of them. No real surprises. Decent revenue numbers coming through from their purchase of their UK brand Gourmet Burger Kitchen, so which has now pushed sales from the UK up to 12% of total revenue. And then another company who also expanded into foreign brands actually is Taste Holdings. You know, so Taste Holdings owns local Domino's, fish and chips, I'm not sure if that's what it's called, and then Zebros, and they also own those jewelry stores, NWJ and Arthur Kaplan, so an odd mix there. But they bought Starbucks recently.
Right.
They posted revenue up 3%, but their operating loss widened by 41% to 110.7 million rand. So clearly still a bit of work to be done there. The CEO did say that it'll take 12 to 24 months to reach profitability as they ramp up the brands such as Starbucks. Mm-hmm. But just you kind of see not seeing the benefits of being invested in offshore consumer businesses because even the local business really dragging things down.
Right.
And then Tongaat reported as well. We've spoken about them already. Diluted headline earnings per share was up 45% on the previous year. And then they've said that the outlook for sugar production is good and that the price of sugar should recover. And that they're also working on land negotiations, which has potential profit of 1.6 billion rand. But this is a story they've been selling us for the last 2 years. And it's all we want is to see them actually action what they've been talking about, these land sales, and that's really the issue there. So
yeah, it's a tough, I remember, it's a tough one to call. 2 years ago you were excited about that as a possible upshot in the portfolio, but I mean it hasn't happened. They're messing around.
Been very disappointing, very, very disappointing.
Any movement on Brait? I mean, this is such a disappointment since Brexit. Nothing's happened there.
Sure. So Brait put out an updated NAV, if I have to remember these numbers, I don't have them in front of me, but basically so the shares come off significantly, the NAV is up a little bit, the premium has narrowed, so it's probably now trading at a discount, and no update from management to what they're doing about the UK listing, or no particular deals either. I think they're quietly just working away in the background, trying to get that NAV pushed back up and trying to reach kind of the goals pre-Brexit. You know, it has been, what is it now, 8-9 months? Sure. Mm-hmm. It's been 11 months since Brexit.
Yeah, they've got to get their shit together, if you don't mind my saying.
No, I'm inclined to agree with you, actually.
Come on.
But they're not doing a terrible job behind the scenes, so we could just give them a break.
No,
No, you don't want to give them a break. Do you want to sell your Braid shares?
No, I want to go to the next AGM and cause trouble. How do we do that?
Well, you're a shareholder, so I will let you know when the AGM is, and then you can go. I'll send you the agenda, and you,
right.
If you want to put something on it, we can arrange that.
I think, why not try this? This is part of the reason that we get involved in hashtag investors, so we can be activists occasionally.
And what do you think you would tell the Braid management to do?
I'd say to them, get your shit together. Right?
Too much
to ask.
And they'll say, and how do you suspect we should do that? And you go, okay, we want a listing in the UK.
I'd say that's why your management. Stop being morons.
Okay, fair enough. I think maybe we need a more substantial plan. We need a pointed listing in the UK, purchase of an undervalued business, consolidation of the current businesses they own.
I suppose what you're really saying is, Gareth, just stay the hell out of things you don't understand. You're going to embarrass us all.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I get it. Don't worry.
Okay. But you're welcome to attend the AGM. You know that.
Nah, please.
Not if you can't shout at management.
I'd fall asleep after 5 minutes. I'd be bored.
Yeah, that would be my problem as well, actually.
Right.
And then China and Hong Kong are still closed this morning. Asian volume still very low, but I see it's trading a little bit lower today. And I think that's just volume, no direction. Market doesn't have any opinion about what's going to happen. There's nothing if the market's closed, right?
Okay, got you. All right, Anthea. Hello?
Oh, I'm still here. No, I was saying that's pretty much it, and maybe the weaker rand will push our market higher this morning.
Well, thank you for the update this morning, and we'll check in with you tomorrow.
My pleasure.
Very good. Anthea Gardner with an update on the Money Shot. We will see you in the next hour with plenty more. CliffCentral.com on a Tuesday. CliffCentral.com.